being rude. I'm trying to think. Well, say your part. Doesn't sound good if I don't.
All about the lifestyle. Educating, encouraging, enhancing the entire lifestyle experience.
Not just the hookup.
We are your hosts, Phil and
Kim. Us off tonight because oh my god, we have so fucking much to talk about. Some of it some people won't remember, and some of it some people will. We also have guests in the house. It'll be a good night.
So parts of the show are sponsored by some amazing lifestyle companies, so head over to our website at
usdpnation.com
and show them the attention you would if you were the only girl that showed up for an 18 guy gangbang.
So it's increased to 18 because we're going to Hito.
She was looking for a friend to help her out with those 18 guys in Hito. So
first of all, I'd be looking for a vagina to help me out if there's 18 guys is all we're going to talk about.
So let's turn up the conversation as we swing into uncharted territories with a dash of spice and a whole lot of Jimmy's on top. So we hope you left your halo on because it's time to do you boo and her and her and her and her. And more than likely, in Kim's case, any guy that actually takes the time to make the first move that doesn't include a dick pic.
That part.
Look, fucking Crystal's on. She wants to come over and get her fucking shoes during the don't people know it's 8 o'clock on a fucking Wednesday night?
She has mascot at home with her.
Holy, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there we are. Let's get this finally.
We got a lot to get through. I got a whole bunch of huge fucking announcements to make. We have an amazing guest in the studio that Kim is going to have a conversation with. And we have Hito shit to talk about. So we're going to blow through. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the weekend recap sponsored by TPA, Maryland's premier lifestyle on-premise club. The private affair is a private members-only club with about 10,000 square feet of party space, plenty of room for socializing, dancing, and a variety of playrooms for your fantasies and pleasures. Head to the TPA and get your cherry popped. Use the TPA website for reservations, theprivateaffair.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about our weekend. Don't fucking remember. Great weekend recap. Good job.
Oh, no, pause. Oh, no. We should talk about it.
Wait, all of a sudden you fucking remember what we did?
Absolutely. I do. Do you?
All fucking weekends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So actually, I remember.
I don't think that's true.
All right,
listen. No, bullshit. You've been talking to people. There's no fucking way you remember. You were so drunky drunk. Okay. Drunky drunk.
Can you move the mic closer?
Yes. I move things close to my face all the time. Now, let's talk about this. So, Friday night, hot wife night, of course, at TPI, and your birthday wasn't a surprise. It's okay that it wasn't a surprise. Your friends are fucking stupid, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. How'd them shots work out for you? 1, 2, 3.
Testing. This might be helpful. No, it wasn't yours. It was mine. It was mine that wasn't on. You should all be getting your fucking ears blown out now.
Oh, they hear me. They hear me because Paula said, drunky drunk.
Yeah. We got it fucking covered. No, it was my mic. I forgot I had a switch battery. So I was in the middle of testing and it fucking died. So so again, I remember everything.
Yeah? How'd it go for you?
It was great. I did a lot of boob shots.
You danced. Can we just talk about that?
Yeah, my mic wasn't on. I danced.
You danced.
I danced.
How often do you do that?
Not at all.
How'd that work out for you?
Only when I'm drunk.
You've been drunk and never danced.
I hope there's video of
that. Oh, no, there's not. There should have been.
Although at one point, there was video. We didn't know there was video.
No, we knew. You didn't know.
We didn't know.
Because how long have you been going to that club?
What the fuck? When you unplug things, they're not supposed to work anymore.
So when you unplug the right fucking shit.
That's a fair assumption.
I saw there's a TV. Wire unplugged. Oh, we can do things now. Fuck you, Tony Schwartz.
Well, maybe you don't know that. The fucking, that thing's shit's rigged.
Well, yeah, no, fucking now.
Okay, cool. Great. Birthday was fucking great. Everybody that showed up, everybody that brought me gifts, thank you very much. It was very much.
Yeah. Jackal was amazing.
Yeah, then fucking Donnie comes and Donna comes and fucking jumps on top of me. That's a fucking great idea.
It was great. Yeah, fucking great time. Anyway, thank you to everybody that came out.
Yeah, thank you to everybody.
Yeah, it turned out well. Lots of drinking. Jack, thanks for being behind the bar as always. You know, everybody that helped out with it, everybody that helped. Jen, the cupcakes were amazing. Everybody was just good, good, good. DJ 808. Put it out there for the music. We appreciate it and love you all.
Thank you all very much. Great time. Good job. Okay. Move on. Let's get through some Hito shit real fast so I can get this out of the way. When you get there, we were leaving in fucking 36 hours or some bullshit like that.
We'll be on a plane in 36 hours. You're not leaving in 36
so
hours.
Here's how this is going to work. If you're not going with us,
sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah, it sucks for you. You can follow along the entire time. Through our website at usdpnation.com. We will have photos uploaded every morning. So here's what I need for those visitors that are going with us. If you have pictures you would like to share of your trip and of the resort and
Facebook appropriate.
Doesn't have to be Facebook appropriate. Well, it's on my website.
Oh, on the website. Yep. Ooh, go you.
Yeah.
Fancy now.
And when you log on to our website, it asks you if you're an asshole or not. And if you are, then it tells you to leave. And it asks if you're over 21 or older, and you have to have a member. So, yes.
Free.
So for those that are going with us, please email me your daily photos or send me your daily photos so that I can upload them at breakfast each morning. It's the only time I'm allowed to work.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's because I'm drinking so many espresso martinis.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I'd be doing the same thing.
There's espresso bar here.
So the website is complete.
Bar is here.
It's beautiful, fucking beautiful, amazing. Beautiful so the website is completely fucking updated.
Yay!
I just am not launching it until tomorrow.
Just Facebook.
So you will be able to go to the Hito 2024 page and follow along completely. You will also at the bottom of there, stop jumping ahead. You need to be a member of the website. You need a username and a password. So you don't have to pay for it. It's free, but I have to approve it. So,
it
asks you some specific lifestyle questions that if you don't know the answers to, then you're fucked and you're not getting approved. So with that being said, the website is completely updated. There is a Hito 2024 page that you can follow along with all the way at home. It also has all of our social media links. Up-to-date social media links. There are plenty that you can follow. We are on Facebook, which is the worst of them all. What the fuck did I just get?
Don't do it. Fucking really?
Tony's good. Facebook, obviously. You can follow USDP Nation, Mrs. Pineapple, or Dem Girls on X. You can also follow all three of them on Instagram as well. And follow along through Hito. They're just got to be appropriate based on the social media account. So you'll be able to find those all on there. And here's the other big thing. USD, she did. She saw it. USD,
I hate him so much.
USDP, the mag officially launches tomorrow as well. So you'll be able to find up-to-date ads, parties that are going on, events that are going on, club events that are coming up, as well as a whole bunch of other different things. Each month it will be sent out, and you'll be able to find it on our website as well. Also, this month's issue includes a sit-down interview with our newest Dem Girl, Jen, and also those degenerates from Delco about their meet and greet as they're going to be celebrating their second anniversary of the meet and greet. In February, so we had a chance to sit down with the so appropriately named Degenerates and have a conversation about meet and greets, all different types. So it was good. You'll be able to find some lifestyle information, some Hito information as well, all in there. And you'll be able to get to that all through our website as well as usdpthemag.com.
Got it. Got it.
Yep. Taken care of. So... That's all taken care of. Good bullshit's out of the way. What? Yes, that answered your question.
Thank you.
I changed my mind on something and I just needed to buy another one. I'm a fucking domain whore. What do you want?
Oh, I know.
I know. Kim was looking for a card so I could buy another domain.
I'm shushing you through the phone.
All right. So, again, if you're not coming with us, follow along. Message Kim. She will put you on the list of people to get the first amount of information about keto next year.
That are interested in going with us next year.
We'll have over 50.
Make it happen.
We'll have probably over 25 couples next year. 25, easy. 30 couples.
Easy.
So make sure you hit up Kim. She'll get you all the information that you need for next year once we have it when we're there. Good. And then I can get fucking drunk the whole time. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Drink, eat grilled cheese, and look at boobs all day. I'm good to go. Did my invitations come in?
Guess they were delayed in the mail. Sorry.
I still got tomorrow. They're engraved.
Are they?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They're engraved, personalized invitations for play. I'm going to hand them out. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Kim can do whatever fuck her want.
I have to stamp them for approval, though, right?
Oh, I got your signature.
Oh, I fucking seen it.
I already have your signature.
So
I've seen that bullshit.
For those that didn't see, hold on. The best
girls, I had nothing to do with this.
One of the best birthday presents I got was from our head admin. he officially gave me to take with you with us.
Fuck this weather. Exactly.
The official pink slips of USDP Nation for the girls when they act up in Hito, I can hand it right to them. And if you see, Kim already signed it. So all I got to do is add my signature.
Oh, yeah.
So
our head admin.
Yeah.
This was his birthday.
This letter serves to inform you.
And I was like, you motherfucker.
Yep. This letter serves to inform you that upon receipt, we will no longer require services at USDP Nation. You obviously fucked up enough. We're so over your bullshit. Notice of termination.
Oh, my God. I want to know where they've been the past couple years. I mean, I never got to have one of those.
Nope. I'm probably going to hand one, at least one out, you know. Depends on which one it is. Who's gonna be the lucky one?
Some bullshit. Oh, that's all
I have. So, all right. So that's good. I think that's all the Hito shit I got. Then website will be updated tomorrow. I will launch it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. As soon as I have it, double checked for spelling.
Anybody who is going with us again, we will be meeting you at
the
front.
Yeah, if you want to proofread over tonight or tomorrow, let me know.
We will be meeting you in the front. We do have all of your stuff. Make sure you stop by. We'll have a list of everything that's going to be going on, all of our events. You can do them. You cannot. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do because it is Hito.
Yes.
So we are super excited to be getting ready to head out with everyone. People have been messaging me with your email so I can get you the information to go with us next year. We will definitely be planning and booking that before we leave. So,
and that's why I'm giving you the chance to follow along as well. So you can kind of see what goes on from different people's perspectives. Me and Kim can tell you how fucking awesome it is when we're not working, and it's great to not be working just off the bat. But I did fix your one answer. I'll send it over to you after the show. This way, it gives you different perspective.
Crystal's a good girl.
From
what in the fuckity fuck is going on in these conversations?
From new people's perspective of Hito that have never been there. Some of them are just getting into the lifestyle within a couple of months, to people who have been in the lifestyle forever and have been to Hito forever. So this way that you can follow along. This way, I know when they send me the pictures, it's okay for me to post. I'm not just taking pictures. So that's why I ask that they be sent to me directly. I know I have the okay to use them at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And again, you have to go behind all the password walls and everything like that on our website to be able to see them. So this will be able to give you a little sneak peek into it. And then you can join us next year. It's going to be a fucking blast. I posted today our introduction and they were like, Phil's not working. Nope. I work at
you actually questioned.
I know they're like wait, there's what? No fucking way Phil's not working. I said I work.
Super excited.
I said I have this down to a science. I update the website at breakfast and by 10:30-ish, I'm done. Like I don't have to fucking work. I'm good. So we'll go from
might have something to do with the bars opening at 10.
It could have something to do with it too. Or volleyball starting at 11. Or pickleball or drinks start flowing. Yeah. So I make sure I get it all done prior. And so if you see me sitting by myself at breakfast, I'm not being antisocial.
He's working.
I'm working, and it is the only time I will work.
It is the only allotted time.
Yes. I'm only bringing one laptop this year. last couple of years, I've brought because we four. Can't
fucking fit anything out.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. I got 270-pound fucking suitcases. Literally 69 and a half pounds.
Like sitting on stuff. He's
both of them.
He's like, hold this, zip that, pull the expandable. I'm like, motherfucker.
Nothing in those two bags is coming home with us.
No.
It's all for all
one
of you.
One of the bags might be questionable coming in with us at this point.
I know. We may leave the one bag for the staff because we don't really use it. It's heavy and it's a pain in the ass. It's a great bag, but it might sit there. It's 270 pound pounds, just freaking bags, just for you fucking people. And I do it with love.
We do it with love. We're super excited.
All right, let's get on to our conversation tonight, which I'm going to turn over to Kim.
Thanks,
tonight's conversation sponsored by Wet World Exotic Travel, the official travel agency of USDP Nation. Wet partners with the leading resorts and cruises, offering adults only, couples only, and lifestyle friendly vacations. Ooh, can't wait. Angel's waiting for me.
She is waiting for you. I gave her a hall pass. In case you couldn't find it, I gave it to her.
Oh, no, mine's right here.
Oh, no, I had it copied. You know how you had my signature copied? Mm-hmm. I had the hall pass copied.
That's fine.
And I gave it to Angel.
That's fine.
And the beauty of it.
No, see, I have a rule.
I left the lights on.
No, I have a rule. That's fine. Angel, you can come to my room. It's fine. No toys allowed.
It's okay, Angel. We have them.
No toys allowed. That's how this works. So
she don't have to bring hers. We have them in the room. It'll be fine. Everything's fine.
Purposely left your strap on home.
That's not true.
It would have put... No, it is true. And I would have put us over the weight limit.
Wow. That's okay.
There's going to be 16 other fucking girls.
Tommy's coming. There's never a question of a strap on.
Fucking a size strap on queen going and everything else. Yeah. So what do you want?
You better get a, what's those things? Mark, what's those fucking things? You better get a tile, babe.
I'm fine. I'm good.
For me to find you, fuck.
Your phone has GPS on it.
Oh, yeah. That's
I know great. You're on the resort somewhere.
That's great. I can't get off the island.
Yo, you were the one that asked to switch our rules up. I would have known.
That was cute.
I know, wasn't it? It was pretty good, huh?
Mute yourself.
It's not muted.
Yeah, huh? All right, so my turn?
Your turn.
You want to introduce our guest?
Yep, go ahead. I'm bringing up his stuff right now.
All right. So those of you ladies who were lucky enough to join me this summer for one of our ladies' events for the beautiful Scarlett. He is here for a birthday celebration. I'm going to be talking about an upcoming date that he's got going on. We are going to be bringing Zach over to TPA shortly. Me and Don are going to be getting together on that while we are away this week. And looking forward to definitely doing some stuff with you. So take it on. Go ahead and introduce yourself for those who have not met you yet.
Hi, everybody. I think I had the pleasure of meeting some people I didn't meet before at the Bar 13 appreciation party. I was there in a gorgeous red dress, you know,
always.
just point out, always, always legendary. What can I say? Today, I however,
it's okay.
have a backwards hat
soft
on and I'm living
close.
My...
It's nice.
I wore velvet because I knew you'd want to touch me, so I figured that
it's
was a great
story.
Idea.
I understand the hair situation.
So, I am a drag and burlesque performer and singer in Delaware. We run approximately 8 to 10 different shows now.
Awesome.
And I'm also heavily involved in various different events at Bar 13 specifically. So there's some things up on the screen about what's coming soon.
We got his next three events coming up there.
So our first event coming up is over at Double D Tap House. So if you did come see us in the summer, it's at the same location. Yeah. So we will be there celebrating mine and my co-host's birthday. We're right in the middle. So we have some old school drag that night. So if you like some old school types of queens and big pageantry hair and all those types of things, you can come see us then.
And when is that?
That is on January
27th.
On January 27th, we also have the toy show, the toy burlesque show, which is over at Bar 13 as well, celebrating Heather Fire Geisha's birthday over at Bar 13, one of the owners.
It's the same day?
It is the same
That's
day.
Some bullshit.
So
God forbid you're going to be fucking Tito.
No, it's the 27th, baby. We're going right from the airport.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. There, now your plans are made.
I just realized. Wait, what the fuck?
Now, I will say I have to drive from Dover all the way up to Wilmington and do both things, but whatever works for you. Yeah.
We're flying into Philly. Philly. So.
I mean, Barthartina's right there. Oh, I think we can make that happen. Okay.
Yeah, you get to see me. You get to see me strip as a sexy 90s furry toy.
I'm voting. I'm voting. Girls, we're voting. I mean, I was just saying. Go ahead, continue.
I don't get a vote anywhere.
And then on February 2nd, we'll be back in Dover at Touchdown. We have a show over at Touchdown on the 2nd at 10 p.m. Doors are at 9 p.m. Or if you want to go get food, you can. We don't sell tickets online for that. It's strictly just cover at the door. So you can come pay $10 at the door. Come see us. We have 5 performers that night. So we're getting into more and more types of performers and getting much bigger. I'll be singing that night. We also have an opera singing drag queen that night. Wow. So yes, I book a lot of different weird shit and I love it. So
I mean, I know we've only got the opportunity to see you once and you were fucking fabulous. The girls have
never stopped talking about it.
Yeah, the girls still are like, look, they're coming to TPA. Yes, absolutely. We are working on getting them there. But meanwhile, you know, go ahead. So we've got Double D, we've got Touchdown. Where else are you?
Yeah, and then the big one, which is our flyer in the bottom right there, my big birthday show. I'm turning the big 3-0. So I will be.
Me too.
He's older than that.
I just turned 30.
So it is. It was also Phil's 30th birthday.
Yep, I just turned 30. Don't remember it.
For my 30th birthday, we are doing a tribute to Lady Gaga. It is going to be on February 4th. We have over 15 drag, burlesque, comedic, and singing performers. So we have a bunch of different types of shit. If you want to see people take their clothes off, great. If you want to see people sing, great. If you want to see drag, great.
So many votes here.
Yeah, we have a massive show. It is a Sunday, but we start early. So we start at 7 o'clock.
Are you kidding? That's the best days for us.
Yeah, to me, I think Sundays are great. Especially you do 7 to like 9 o'clock. You go home, go to bed, do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Or go into bed and not go to bed. You know, whatever you want.
Hey, whatever works.
But yeah, that show is our bigger show. So we do charge a little bit higher of a cover. We're at about $20 on a discount, or you can do a VIP ticket, which guarantees that you get in, get pictures with us and the cast in the beginning. You get a little lanyard that has my face on it and it says VIP on it.
And where is that one again?
And all that stuff. And that one is at Bar 13.
Nice.
Okay. So we will be there then. So yeah, those are the 3 ones coming up. We also have several different shows coming up in February otherwise. So we have another burlesque show happening, which is an open call show on February 23rd. If Burlesque Is Your Thing, over with Bar 13 and the Dark Angels. So we'll be auditioning new members, basically, or letting people come perform. And then we can see who we want to book for the next year.
That's
so
fun.
If you're a newer performer, if you want to see new things or try stuff out, we are open to everyone. We actually have a lot of applications for drag kings and various different types of burlesquers this year. So I'm
super awesome.
Super looking forward to things that are different. We like different shit. I don't want to see the same shit all the time.
Absolutely.
Because we do a lot of it. And then we also have Spice World, which is our Rocky 13 Shadowcast show, which is also at Bar 13, in which we honor the Spice Girls and do the entire Spice World movie. And to give you a little sneak preview, I host the show, but I also was cast as Elton John. You're welcome. So I will be Elton John in a fur.
I could see it.
Or feathered outfit. So yes, we have plenty of things.
And where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. We're at Scarlet Masters Drag is my at on most things. We also just started a business. So my company name, which the website will go live next week, is Scarlet Kitten Entertainment. My partner and I run all of the entertainment and all of the business aspects. And my partner is making jewelry, wigs, costumes, everything of that nature. So we are a one-stop shop, except for shoes. So thank you, Jen. We are getting into the whole nine. So we're heavily involved with folks in various lifestyles and various different aspects, performance and all of that. So we are open to any of those concepts. So you can catch me on any of those things. And I also bought a pageant recently. So Miss Gay Delaware America is a drag queen pageant. And that also starts starting in March. So we have a lot going on.
I see that. We're very excited about that.
I feel very busy, like Phil does, I'm sure. And it's
God.
But yes, so you can follow me.
It's great. Everything's great.
Wonderful.
It's our motto.
My stress level is so good right now.
Yes.
And for those who didn't catch all of that, here's the cool thing. Zach was able to get me all of the flyers in time, so they will be in this month's issue of USDP the Mag, which will come out before we leave for Hedo. So you'll be able to get all three flyers that you see on the screen right now for his upcoming shows in the magazine, and I will put the links for that stuff in there as well, so that'll take you to those so you can get more information, because you're going to forget as soon as this fucking show's over. So I'm here to help you out because I'm the nice guy that I am.
You also can find Zach in our Facebook group. I'm sure that you can, we can post something in there tonight. Let them know where your links are.
I tagged them earlier too, so you can just find the show post.
You can check in there. Mm-hmm. Definitely, we can get some events listed. Ladies, a Sunday, what? I hear a girl's day out. That's all I'm going to say about that. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But I think we can make that happen.
I would love to do that. You know, I love a good discount code for a Groupon. Oh. It's my favorite thing.
It shall be announced. It shall be announced tomorrow. Say no more.
Yeah, say no more. Great. all you need to do is go to the website and make sure you have a login and a username, and you'll be on the list to get the magazine. And it'll also be posted on our website as well. There'll be a whole page on there for there. To answer the questions of how to get the magazine. It'll all be on the website. I've literally haven't fucking slept and not sure I'm going to sleep too much tonight either, but
welcome to my life.
I don't want to have to work in Hedo, and I
want it.
I'm sorry. I was told I was not to work in Hedo. So I basically have until about
6 o'clock when I get off work tomorrow to be done.
Right. I have till 6 o'clock tomorrow to literally get everything done. I was held up by a few of the Dem girls that were a little slacking on getting me some information that I requested. Oh. So I'm going to pass the buck. I am. Mm-hmm. They weren't too delayed, but they still made the deadline that I gave them.
Exactly.
But I was hoping that when I sent the message, I said, hey, can you send me a couple of pictures? They would like, hey, here you go, and I could be done with it. No, we didn't. That didn't go the way I wanted it to.
You'll be fine.
I had to text you on my way to TAN and be like, hey, can I don't feel like being an asshole. Can you text the girls and
you
just
didn't
remind
feel
them?
Like being an asshole.
No, I gotta spend. So I gotta spend 8 days in Hedo with them.
Very true.
Very true.
But yeah. We are super excited about that. In fact, we are really excited about so much stuff coming on. I had seen a lot going on. I was hoping you were going to announce a lot of it tonight, and you did. So we are stoked about that.
And again, I'll have it all posted for everybody, and you'll be able to get it right through our website. So
absolutely.
And once Zach, your website goes live, let me know, and I will I will link it into our website as well.
Yeah.
And for those that ask, yes, Bar 13 is up on there. Double D's is up on there when I relaunch it tomorrow.
Awesome.
The end zone is up there as well. And a couple of the new places are up there as well.
I'm trying to get Roxanne to Hedo with us next year.
Yeah. So I got the website up. It'll probably change 16 times before 6 o'clock tomorrow, but it's okay. Cool. But yeah, definitely looking forward to a lot more with Zach coming this year, because literally the last one, the girls have not stopped talking about it. They have been absolutely loved it.
What are we doing? When are we going? I said, we got to get with Anna. And she does her stuff by quarter. So we're going to be talking about getting stuff all lined up for the second quarter. Definitely probably thinking on Sundays as well. But, you know,
Have a little leverage with her in Hedo if you need to sit down and have a conversation before I use that leverage. Just letting you know. Oh, I mean, I'm willing to use that leverage if I need to.
Really?
I am.
So I can use you as a bargaining chip? Is that what you're saying?
Like you don't already?
Well.
I will say she does have my phone number. Yes. She has already talked.
Good luck with that one.
Okay. Like, it hasn't
you're
happened.
Very, you're very. Okay. We love you and shit, but you're really new. It takes her a long time to answer us.
It was great. I got a response today in 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. That is impressive.
Good. Don't worry. It wasn't. I told
that
her
is impressive.
I got tattoos for Hito. I got tattoos and bracelets for her to hand out for the club. I'm not giving them to her until she actually walks into Hito, because the last time I did, it got left behind. Yes. So I've learned
flat shirts all half over again.
Of the reason that part of those bags is 70 pounds each. But yeah, no, we're definitely looking forward to a lot this year between Zach, between Bar 13. Lots of awesome stuff coming up. And for those that have asked, I'm not making any announcements for events until we get back after Hito. One thing at a time. I put a little bit on my plate beforehand.
We will be announcing a lot of events. We will have a lot of new stuff coming on. We're going to have a lot of Ladies Day things going on. We're going to have a lot more local activities going on. We know everybody is
going to have a lot more sharing is caring.
Guess what? So are we.
We're going to have a lot more sharing caring events coming up that we will announce the week or two after Hito.
Very excited.
So it'll probably be the second week after Hito, because obviously the first week on the show will be a recap of what you all missed while we were there. As long as I remember. I'm sure there there will be at least one night that me and the head admin will have to be filled in on. I'm sure there will at least one night. And it actually usually starts at about like 3 o'clock in the afternoon that we need to start being filled in.
And then we see the head admin slide.
And it last last year it was like 2:30 and we were both just annihilated.
It was so funny. And Jason, you met Jason at Bar 13.
Oh, yeah.
You see how big he is, right? So the pole I'm speaking of, they have like these day beds. he's leaned up against it. And you see, just slide a little bit more, a little bit more. He's got the beer, slide. Can I take that? Yeah. At one point, he was laying on the ground with beer in hand.
I wasn't the earliest one drunk last year. I was not the earliest one drunk. We had a few that, they tapped into that coconut rum or,
that coconut rum, Adam. I'm sorry. We named names on the show.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're definitely looking forward to everything to come. But yes, to answer the questions that keep coming, the events we will announce the week or two after
Hito. We'll get them out. Plenty of time for vacation days, plenty of time for babysitters, all of that good stuff. We'll try to get them out at least a quarter ahead of time so you know everything that's coming up, so you'll if be not good. More.
But yeah, so we'll be good to go.
Abby, your husband. She said, what?
Hi. And once again, that was our tonight's conversation sponsored by Wet, who we can't wait to see in Hito. Absolutely. World Exotic Travel is the official travel agency of USDP Nation. We're partners with the leading resorts and cruises, offering adult only, couples only, and lifestyle friendly vacations. Jen was absolutely 100% first.
Oh, Jen was so drunk. I'm pretty sure.
Jen was so drunk, I had to stop the new person tour, and she wasn't even a fucking new person.
She just got there. We found her sitting in a chair on the beach. Arm stretched out to us. Hey! I said, oh, this is not good. She
wasn't even there an hour.
Listen, that airplane vodka
gets
you.
She
hit the bar. Pimp Daddy left her by herself. Pimp Daddy left her unattended.
Do you blame him?
Well.
Do you blame him? So everybody that made me bets in Hito, I take crisp $100 bills, just to let you know. for when I win.
Yes.
Because they're all pretty simple bets for me to win.
Well, one of them is kind of dumb, but yeah, pretty simple. Yeah. You should definitely win that one with ease.
All right, so you got no ladies talk tonight, right?
No.
Mrs. Pino. No?
No.
All right, Mrs. Pino's ladies talk would have been sponsored by Kimona. Kimona, the lifestyle you want. Stop in the Kimona store at TPA and check out the variety of products that they carry, from apparel to toys, Donna's favorites, robes to lingerie, adult novelties, and more. Can't make it to TPA? Visit thekimonashop.com.
Definitely.
And all new shopping experience will be coming after Hito. Didn't get that one done.
That's all right.
Okay. Obviously, the Kimona Shop is closed this weekend at TPA.
That's because a hell of a lot of TPA is going to be with us.
Nobody will be there to work the store. But for those who are staying back in the States, you can make sure you get out to TPA for PJ's slippers, and all that in between this Saturday night. Make sure you use the TPA website to get your reservations. It is popping up on the screen for you all right now.
And she would have just been on the nude side naked. That's not true. He said if you'd stayed with me on the nude side. Like, there's no bars on the nude side.
Okay, what else I got going? Okay, Kimono's closed this weekend. We'll be back open the following weekend. Kim and I will be in the store. We will make our return. No, we're not in the return. We're not in the store. We won't even be back. The week after we get back.
Okay.
Well, the first week of February. We open back up the first week of February.
Yes. I was going to say that's 2 weeks, dear.
No, we open back up the first week of February.
I can't be there on the 27th. I'm not going to be there on the 27th.
Let's open back up the first week of February with all new products, all new stuff, completely new inventory system and everything like that. So we'll be good to go.
Pump Daddy.
The Delco meet and greet is Sunday, the 25th, February 25th at 2 o'clock at Coaches. They celebrate their second anniversary, and they're going back old school, and they're going back to their original locations at Coaches. And again, you can find that information and a sit down interview with Jeff and Jessica in this month's USDP, the mag, which will come out tomorrow. So good job. I find the pineapple sponsored by DV8. The erotic card game for the lifestyle, created by swingers for swingers. The new Dare Pong is amazing. You can get the full line of DV8 games in the Kimono shop, and you can find DV8 games at all USDP Nation events. And if you haven't seen their new Dare Pong, you need to ASAP. So if you're not in Hedo, you're not going to find us. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
You'll find us in Jamaica starting Friday afternoon.
With all them girls.
Yeah, with wonderful.
This will be the first year that they've all gone.
They've all gone.
I know, I'm super excited. Mm-hmm.
So you want to make bets on who's late for the Dem Girls photo shoot?
Hold on.
You want to bet on it?
Wait.
We always have one. We always have at least one.
I know. Wait, because I know who it won't be. I know who it won't be. Ooh, the other two, though. Ooh.
You want to take bets that one of them is late?
Yep. Yeah, because see, one of them already owes you for a bet.
Yep.
So it probably is not going to be her. It's probably going to be the other one.
No. When is our Dem Girls photo shoot? Monday morning? Ooh, then she gets to be my Cabana girl Monday afternoon.
Gong.
Gong. I got it. Got a gong. My drink cup.
You have a gong? You need a gong.
I need a gong.
I bought a gong. So my drink cup's empty. I can gong.
Stop.
I swear to God.
Wait till after and he shows you the
I can't.
Cup.
Oh, I got a cup. I got a picture of the cup. Oh, I got pictures of the cup. Mm-hmm.
Zach.
Oh, I need that.
Oh, I bought a gong and I got special cups
it's
for Monday.
Cup, though. That's going to do it for you. Mm. Wait till you fucking see it.
Let me find it real fast because everybody can watch Zach see it on camera.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it is a fucking hysterical.
Yeah, I just bought
Jessica
it.
Does not think it's so funny.
No, she doesn't.
We think it's hysterical. Oh, I said you would be the one that's not. You two are the two that I knew it was not going to be.
Oh, here they are. I got it. I'm going to send it to Zach right now. Watch his face, everybody.
Oh, yes. That'll be the best part. Yes.
Watch his face as he sees this specific cup, because I do not want my cup to be empty
the
entire
time.
It
can't be empty in mm-hmm. Hedo.
Or the gong will go off. Mm-hmm. Yep, or the gong.
I want to watch his face.
It's going through. Hold on. I'm using a lot of Wi-Fi right now. I just turned my Wi-Fi off. It's sending.
I feel like I'm going to need this.
Oh,
it just went through.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm like waiting with anticipation now.
Oh, just wait.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
It's a tumbler.
What
I hope she got her cardio.
Level of
yep.
Is this?
I don't hope.
Have you met my husband?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Don't make bets with Phil.
That part.
That's fucking hilarious.
So, yep. Big Eagles fan over here.
She's a Bills fan.
Buffalo fan. They were playing. He's on the roof, mind you, during this bullshit. She just kept going and kept going and kept going.
She wouldn't shut
so
up.
So she bet that she would be his cabana girl in Hedo for an afternoon.
If the Eagles won.
If the Eagles won.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles won.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
12-6. All, and that is correct. All
and
the bars
the time she needs
are uphill.
A drink, he gongs and shakes his cup. That's the cup that can't be empty.
That's...
Hope she's been doing cardio.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need
that. It has a lid, a straw. Oh. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It's literally like a shot size.
Yep.
Oh, it's literally probably this big.
That's like this big. I found them on Amazon and I'm like, I absolutely need it.
That's the best part of it, with the lid.
Oh, my
God. He got it out. I said... Are you're a dick.
Monday's pictures are going to be amazing.
Oh, that is so good. That's like punishment level worthy. Oh my God. I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. I need you to send that to me on Amazon.
Oh. And, but yeah, so we're going to have
it. It comes with three.
Three pack.
Not just
three
one. Pack. Comes with three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so Crystal said she's on time.
That's bullshit.
Jen and Paula said it's not going to be them. It must be the one that's not on here.
Crystal's questionable. all right, so we got all that. We are not going to find us unless you're in Hito. So
nope. You might not find us then.
Yeah, probably not. Don't come looking for me. All right, so with that being said, thanks. Wow, pretty good. We said it was going to be about 45 minutes.
Tonight. I know we said good tonight.
I
know. Right?
I did pretty good. It's because I got so much shit.
Right.
No, see, it will be reds the night before, which means Crystal will be late the morning of. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's
because it's Monday morning, right? Huh? So that means Sunday. Oh yeah, Sunday gonna be rough. Sunday night, everybody's there. Yeah,
Jay and College are the only ones that aren't there. Sunday night,
everybody's there. Yep. Yeah. My money's on Crystal.
Love you.
My money's on Crystal.
Love you, Reds.
So, with that being said, thank you for joining us and the rest of USDP Nation in the Swingerverse. Thank you for spending the last 43 minutes of your life with us, because the time is the most important thing you have. You could have been using it in other ways, like going to the library or making yourself orgasm. So thank you to our sponsors. Head over to our website at USDPNation.com. Click on a friends link at the top and show them some love. And once again, we are your hosts, Phil
and Kim.
And we will be back randomly from Hito.
Don't miss it.
Randomly. I will give notice. I will give notice for most things. But I am taking the portable mics. I am taking all the portable mics, actually.
Not working. Just randomly popping in.
No, but I may have also packed a USB mic just in case. I may have bought a new one to pack with us. Just in case.
In case what?
Just in case things pop up and we need to do a show. We'll see. But we will give plenty of notice.
We shall vote on that.
I am not going down in pickleball, and you don't want to miss the special announcement that 100% last year's,
going down in pickleball.
That last year's pickleball champions have
called, gonna use that cup and not get drunk.
It's my fucking cup. You're not touching it. It's like my fucking grilled cheese. Don't touch it. Just worry about getting that big D, Crystal. You'll be okay.
Bitches.
So we'll be back randomly all throughout from Hito. But again, follow along right from our website. Make sure you have an account. It's free. Then we'll be able to check in. Maybe we'll go live on the website a couple times as well, because I don't have to fucking worry about anything on there. So we'll be back next week randomly from Hito. But until then, remember, next time you're in a food store, grab a pineapple and
flip that bitch upside down.
We'll talk to everybody from Hito.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.